Well, welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. My guest today is Matt Miller. All right, so I found this on Reddit, and at first I actually read the question wrong. So I have two questions for both of you. We'll go through with the first one and see if we have answers for all of them. We'll go with what it actually said, which was, if you could make one illegal thing legal, what would it be and why? Who wants to go first?
I'm very depressed that my answer is abortion, that we now currently live in a society where that is my answer. I was originally going to, weed, us being Wisconsinites as well, I think that would be, it would be cool to join the rest of the society and realize that maybe weed doesn't need to be criminalized, and that'd be nice. But yeah, it'd be nice to make abortion legal again. Yeah. That would be great.
That would be great.
That would be my number one. How about you, Jane?
Well, to your point about doesn't Iowa have legalized marijuana?
Is it medical there, or is it they don't have recreational?
Maybe not recreational, but even Iowa has medical marijuana. I mean, come on, Wisconsin, let's catch up a little bit.
It's unreal.
On a lighter side, in La Crosse, it is illegal to tie up your horse along 3rd Street, and I think that's wrong. It's equine discrimination, and I think I should be able to tie up my horse in La Crosse wherever I want. So,
were you a pony girl? Like, when you were a little girl, did you want a horse really badly?
We had riding lessons on little ponies. Yes, we did, and I fell off once. And I was maybe...
Just once?
Yeah, because I don't think I got back on for a long time. And it wasn't like we were galloping, you guys. We were going down this slight incline, and it was kind of a slow motion. I just kind of fell off the saddle, and all the horses are walking over me, which kind of traumatized me. But yes, I was a pony girl. Anyway,
pony girl.
Yeah, pony girl.
Also, on the lighter side, I would say for all my Texans out there, I wish that they could own more than 5 sex toys.
Wait, is that an actual law in Texas?
Law. In Texas, you can't own more than 5. I think it might be specifically dildos, which I don't know if I can say
I'm pretty sure it is, and I'm pretty sure that Ted Cruz was involved in that legislation. Please. Limiting the number.
Yeah, and Kristen, the plural is dildi.
Is that the medical? That's the medical term?
Yeah, you go through history.
The root word is dildionis.
from the Greek word dildos.
Okay. All right. So then opposite how I had thought I had originally read the question was, if you could make anything illegal, what would it be?
Which is the far more, I think that's the most interesting question. You improved on this, Redditor. For me, I would make using a cell phone in a movie theater illegal. I would make that...
Misdemeanor or felony?
Misdemeanor. You know, I don't
fine?
Want
like just a fine?
A fine, yeah. I wouldn't want to prop up the jail system or anything like that. But I would love to make that illegal. I would love so... And some people would be like, well, Matt, wouldn't you want to, you know... criminalize talking in movies. I don't know if I would want to criminalize talking in movies. I think sometimes there's a bad movie and people talking back to the screen makes it better. I don't want to lose stuff like that. And where's the line then? You know, are people is laughing at a movie? Is that talking? You know, it's too wishy-washy. Whereas I think cell phones in a movie theater, universal evil, get rid of it. And I think I just made the world a better place by decree.
Fair enough. Jane, what's yours?
Child marriage is still legal in 44 states in this country.
And oh, Jane. Cell phones in movie theaters
come on,
and you left out child marriage.
Well, I came back from marijuana with talking about being able to tie up my horse. So it's kind of a bit of a balance.
We've been real yin and yang.
Balance
here.
To the universe. There are 20 states that do not require any minimum age for marriage with a parental or judicial waiver, and I just think that's wrong. I think anything under 17, you have to wait. You have to wait.
What is... Oh, that gets so slippery, especially because last week we were talking about how I watched this Keep Sweet.
Yes.
And like that was mostly like child... Like the laws that they ended up being able to use to prosecute... What Warren Jeffs was like child, like rape
because they were 13.
But if they were married, does that, so like how, what are, where is the overlap there with like marriage laws of like not most 44 states not having child bearing like or child marriage laws, but like
child marriage currently
they probably have statutory rape laws.
I would have to look a little deeper into that, but it still blows my mind that there are 20 states that don't have any minimum age. That's terrifying. That's terrifying.
It's not what you want.
All right. Well, mine kind of strike, I guess, is the difference between it. So it's not goofy, but it's not as like terrible as that.
As bleak.
I would outlaw that credit scores and overdraft fees.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, we only had credit scores were created in 1989. They're that recent. And it was basically, and like the entire idea, like the sham of a credit score is like, oh, you have to get, like, go into debt in order to get a credit score, basically. And like the, and then you are judged for the rest of your life on that. And it is like, I've had a credit card for 20 years. And I think like the reason why I can't get over 800 points is because I have, my credit history isn't long enough still, right? Like it's so arbitrary and dumb. And then the overdraft fee, instead of being like, no, you just can't buy anything because you have no money in your account. It's like, no, we're gonna let you buy it. And then we're gonna charge you another $50. And like yeah. The trillions of dollars banks make off of overdraft fees is insane. So I feel like both of those things should be illegal.
Yeah.
That's not as depressing as child brides.
You're right, though. When you talk about the amount of money that banks have pulled in just in the last decade.
It's insane.
It is insane. And some of those things, too, you have to keep a close eye on that yourself. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Things get tagged along. I remember when we still had our mortgage and I could sign up for this special thing where they would remind me to pay an extra $100 on our principal if I paid them $50. It's like, well, I can do that myself.
Yeah.
Why am I going to pay you to do something that I can already do on my own? Well, it's just another way for them to make some money.
Yeah.
You got to be careful.
Yeah, it is.
I'll toss a bonus thing that is illegal. I can be swayed, depending on my mood, I could be swayed on either way on this. I think we should start letting movie and television show piracy be legal.
Oh.
I am increasingly becoming, like, if we're in this society now where stuff is just getting deleted off of these streaming platforms, and we are in this society where these massive conglomerates could not care less about the history of the medium and preservation and stuff like that, we need people pirating these movies and TV shows, so that way 100 years from now we can have evidence that these things existed. Like we lost so many movies over the years because studios just did not take care of the films and stuff like that. And I would much rather have these things and be able to say we have them than to lose art to history. I think that would be gross and sad.
I like that one. I like all of these. This is a fun topic. I'm going to bring it back eventually. All right. We're going to take a break for the top of the hour news and be back with more with Matt Miller, As Goes Wisconsin, with Kristen Bry.